you, Brad?
Mate, I am loving life at the moment, sitting here watching 30 games of NBA. It's outstanding.
And, yeah, a lot of seedings to be sorted, isn't there, on the final day of the season. We'll start locally, though, with free agency.
Yep.
Who are the big names we are watching?
Well, Will McGowan-White is probably the biggest. He was in New Zealand for the last few seasons. Obviously, for our Sydney listeners, he was outstanding in the last grand final series, not the one that just finished. He's had a bit of an injury prone, but he has told he's not coming back to New Zealand. He said he's done, so there's whispers of Brisbane, but also Sydney are in the market. So that's probably the biggest one on the market. Nathan Sobey was huge, but we know he will go to Southeast Melbourne, Phoenix. But there's still a lot of players that are up, and it will be interesting to see where they go.
What about the NBA this morning then, Brad? How do you see these final standings? What do you think they look like?
Well, yeah, all 30 teams, I think I said 30 games, all 30 teams play today. The East is done, so we know the seedings now. Everyone's been playing there, and New York bounced into second spot, but Boston are the ones. You know, they've got into first, and that they've had an outstanding season. I mean, really, 64-18, so 18 losses for the year. The next best is 32 in the East. So, really, they're the ones. Look, I did say I think Milwaukee will meet them in the West, in the East Final. I still think that's the case, but Milwaukee have scraped in a little bit. But yeah, it's going to be an amazing series. Philadelphia and Miami will play in for the 7-8 spot, where Chicago and Atlanta will be 9-10, and obviously the winners of those will play Boston and New York in the series.
Did Giannis get hurt the other day? Is he okay?
Yeah, he is hurt. He's all right. And yeah, well, I think he's okay is the answer. Right, yeah. So, look, they'll do everything they can. That's why, you know, a couple of losses now is not as important as getting him. You know, there's a number of games. You've got to get 16 wins in the playoffs, right, to get through. So there's a number of series and long and hard and tedious series. So it will be interesting to see what happens. They will play Indiana in the first round, and Indiana are a very up-and-coming team and very fast-paced, so it will be a good series.
Sack the coach, go worse. Doc Rivers since he came on board there at Milwaukee.
Yeah, look, it's such a cutthroat league, isn't it? I mean, you know, they signed this new coach and he lasted however long he did, and you know, Doc Rivers was sitting in the commentary booth loving life, and next thing you know, he's the head coach of Milwaukee and all the pressure's back on him. Look, they missed out on second spot by one game, so it's not a lot, but I tell you, it's going to be a win or take all for these teams. And, you know, Boston's got the biggest pressure on them, no question.
Is it still the Nuggets for you in the Western Conference?
Look, it is. I think OKC has now taken top spot. So it looks like that's going to happen because they're winning at the moment. Minnesota will get second, but I do think everything's through Denver. I think when they're playing at their best, no one else can really guard them. The other team that I am loving at the moment is the Lakers. If they win today, which they're up by, I think, 17 at half, they will stay in the seventh spot. And if New Orleans lose, and that's who they're playing, they'll actually play them again in the play-in spot. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. But the Lakers, anything can happen. You saw they won the new play-in tournament. You remember the one in December, I think it was? And when they're switched on, there's not many teams that can beat them in the West. So, but just to do that throughout a whole series, right now I am going to stay OKC and Denver to play off, but the Lakers to be the one that could do anything in that series.
I'm just looking at the moment. OKC are leading Dallas 82-41 at halftime.
Yeah.
I'm guessing Dallas aren't even trying.
No, I don't.
I saw a game the other day, Brad. It was Phoenix and the Clippers. It was in Phoenix. The Clippers led 37-8 in the first quarter.
Yeah.
What is going on? Seriously.
This is where you know, it hurts the NBA, in my opinion, because right now you've got players that are just sitting out. And, you know, I feel for the fans, feel for the crowds, feel for everyone involved, because you just want to see the best players. A Dallas without Luka and without Kyrie Irving is not Dallas, right? That's just a good G League team playing out there. And that's no disrespect to the players that are there, of course, a couple of our own, but Aussies. But, yeah, this is one of the issues. And, you know, growing up in that old age where it was Michael Jordan era and stuff like that, those guys never took a night off. It was, you know, I'm playing and I'm going to show the world what I can do. But you are right. There's some games that are unbelievable.
Brad, the Aussies are shining in the NBA. It's great to see some great names. What about the Boomers squad that's announced and then no Ben Simmons? Are you happy with that? Is he up to it, not up to it? What's your take?
Yeah, not up to it is the answer. The injury, but more the mental side of it as well. He just hasn't played enough basketball. And we are in a tough draw. We are in tough league. The American team are taking their gung-ho team. So, you know, you're going to say they're probably, you know, favourite for gold. So we're going for silver or bronze here. And it is going to be so tough. You can't have someone that you hope will perform at Olympics. That's not the time. So they've named a 20-man squad, I think it is, or even a bit more. I don't know what changes. Jock Landale will come in, no question, from the team. He wasn't in the Worlds because of the injuries. But I don't know where else they're going to fit people like a Matthew Dellavedova and these young guys. Or he's not young, but the other young guys coming through. Real tough for Brian Gorgian, who's the Boomers coach. But look, we'll be good. We will be ready, but it's going to be tough to get in and out of that first pool because there's some tough teams we're playing.
Just on Brian Gorgian then, Brad, does he continue to coach the Boomers now that he's signed with the Kings?
The answer is he can, but he won't. He's already expressed that this will be the end of when he does the Olympics. So, yes, he can. He did it before when I was his assistant back in the 2002-03 series. We were there for 3 years. And the three championships that he won, he did both. And he is capable of doing that. Probably a bit tougher now with all the NBA guys playing because, you know, you've got to get over and talk to these guys. But the answer is he will finish up at the end of the end of the Olympics. That's when his contract's over. And then he'll be staying on with the Sydney Kings, obviously.
Gosh, I'm just reading some comments here, just back on NBL free agency. Nathan Sobey and Justin Schuller there at Brisbane obviously hasn't ended well between those two.
No, a bit of a shock, really. Look, the club and the player are doing the right thing, but the coach did come out and just sort of express that we wanted to go in a different direction and, you know, the attitude and everything like that, and this is not what we're doing. And a bit of a shock, actually, because Justin Schuller's a good coach, and, you know, normally when players leave, it's like we wish them all the best, thank you for everything. You know, he's going in a different direction and we're going in a different direction, and you sort of shut up shop right there. But Justin came out and just sort of said, no, basically, I didn't like the way he was doing it. This is not what we want for our club, and it is a bit of a shock. So whenever anyone's playing, whenever Nathan Sobey's playing the Brisbane Bullets, watch for him to have 40 plus in those games. So there's a good one. He will be coming out angry.
Thank you, Brad. The playoffs, bring it on.
My pleasure. Go those Lakers.